I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, we're in the 9 o'clock hour Friday. You know what that means. Get to ESPN Plus and watch the PGA Championship. What? That's right. So, Lance, why is your computer talking to me right now and you're not?
I went and put my thunder sticks up. I thought I didn't need them anymore.
You will, because I'm going to... Listen, I'm Rocket Johnny, okay? Johnny Rocket.
It didn't sound like it. Didn't sound like it earlier. You're all
Did I win any money on them? Yes.
Then why are you mad at the Lakers for not pounding the Rockets down on the low
because
post?
Because I think they're stupid.
They are.
They're stupid.
But you can't... You can't get...
Yeah.
You can't get a finesse big to be a bully big. That's just not going to happen. It doesn't happen.
Not in a matter of a season. That no. happens in the offseason.
And I don't even think that's it. I just think his mindset is a finesse mindset.
But if he's going to change it, it ain't going to happen during the middle of the right. year.
He's a talented. Look, to be honest with you, I don't think there's. I think their game. I think the games. It's a little different. But I think KG had some of the same skill set as Anthony Davis. Now, KG could step out and shoot from distance. KG could also play in the low post. But KG had more dog to him. I don't think Anthony Davis has the dog that KG had in him. KG had more dog. KG had the ability to lead a team. Right now, Anthony Davis was the number one on a substandard team, and now he's the number two on a good team. And I think as long as LeBron James is around, he's the dude. But when we saw LeBron not there yesterday, he just didn't take over. I mean, he does what he does, but he didn't take over the game. James Harden was, you know, James Harden made the game his like he always does. That's what James does. It's harder. It just goes to show you it's harder for a big man in today's day and age. It just doesn't happen.
What big man by himself can change the complexion of a team? I mean, Jokic is a very good player. The Nuggets are good with him, but I don't see him as a guy. I mean, I don't see him as a guy that if he didn't have, I don't know if Jamal Murray's an all-star, but they have a lot of good guards. Gary Harris, Jamal Murray. I don't think he's a guy who's leading them to 55 wins like James could with a passage prime Dwight Howard.
Unless you're playing a dump down system with a true back to the basket big, bigs can't have that kind
of. And Joel Embiid's the one guy you could point to and go, okay, maybe if Joel Embiid was the guy they featured all the time,
yeah,
maybe that's a guy who
he's the one,
but he's never available all the time. He's the guy who's either injured or out of shape. So there are no bigs who do that anymore. Who can change a franchise like that.
But Cat doesn't change a franchise, but Karl Anthony Towns does it.
He's not a back to the basket guy.
He was, and then he started facing up more. He's actually gotten softer as the time's gone on.
He's actually probably I think he's like a 39% three-point shooter. He's a really good three-point shooter.
Yeah.
But he's not a guy you dump it down to every time down the floor, and he goes and gets buckets. It's not how the game is played. So yes, John, the Anthony Davis in the 90s, He would have eaten the Rockets alive, but those guys don't exist anymore.
You watch, it's gonna happen with Jokic we'll see.
I'm trying to think if I can think of an Anthony Davis.
We'll see who they play, but if anybody doesn't take advantage of it's gonna be ridiculous.
The Rockets will get out rebounded consistently, but I don't think you're gonna see off a rebound or off a make. Hey, Jokic, run down there and get in the post. We're going to dump it down to you 25 times a game until the Rockets change. Because big men aren't built like that anymore. They're just not.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't grow up that way.
No.
Like, you can't
make
Anthony Davis has not been a big man, really. Has not played big man basketball. That's not how he's been taught. So I don't know how you're going to just teach him that. So that's something that I don't know that it necessarily matters as long as LeBron's playing like the way he is. But it just goes to show you where basketball is, where we just think, oh, well, the Rockets do get beat up on the boards. But they don't get beat up with dump downs and easy low post. I mean, a couple times they had some to Anthony Davis. He didn't even know how to command the post. Like, he didn't even know how to set up in the post and battle for positioning against a guy like P.J. Tucker. Now, P.J. Tucker's not fun to play against because, you know, he's tough and he's physical and he braces you up and pushes you out. But it's just the basketball we watch now. I mean, this is just what it is. It's
Karl Anthony Towns shot 8 threes per game this year.
Yeah. Oh, no.
He was at over 40%. He's really good at it.
Look where he started when he came into the league.
He started shooting one. He was about just over one a game.
And now where is he?
In his rookie year.
He's at eight.
He's almost at eight.
As his career's gone, I'm telling you, when he was early in the, I was like, ooh, Karl Anthony Towns has some back to the basket game. And then I remember when they played the Rockets in the playoffs, right? I was thinking, man, this is just soft. He's pushing away from the basket more and more. Now he's shooting 8 threes a game.
Now he's a career almost 40% three-point shooter.
No, he can shoot the hell out of the ball.
But it's just not the way the game's played anymore. And Anthony Davis ain't changing it in 2 weeks.
Clint Capella has a chance.
Then he's done.
I still think Clint Capella can change the way basketball is played for big men. Clint's going to be the guy that changes everything. Porzingis. Look how Porzingis plays.
But everyone could put that on him being a Euro, but every American big man are the same way.
They're the same way.
Yeah.
He plays the same way that Anthony Davis plays.
He should just hold the ball over. Just get it down to him and just hold the ball.
But even the Mavs don't want him there. Apparently their offense, they're the best offensive basketball because of the way they play.
Yeah, but guess what? You don't want to play the Rockets game. Look what happened to him. I mean,
they shut down the stretch.
They got a tip in for a win.
The Rockets got a tip in for the win, but they shouldn't even be. They should be beating the Rockets, and not at the Rockets game.
Well,
they're
but
bigger.
That's their game too. Though.
That's their game too.
I mean, it's ridiculous to me.
And the problem with the Mavs is it wasn't that it's the game. They have been a poor offensive team down the stretch all year. They're the worst clutch team in all of basketball. That what the Rockets did to them has been consistently what's been happening to them all year. It's their biggest flaw. They don't know how to close. Even with Luka, they don't close well. So all the first three quarters, that offense, one of the best in history, that fourth quarter, it bogs down, and it happened again against the Rockets. It's really been happening all bubble. I think they finally got a win a couple nights ago.
Let's talk a little Texans football. Yesterday, Bill O'Brien asked, do you expect the shorter training camp to affect the amount of tackling drills you'll be doing? How will tackling be? Are we going to blame preseason? Are we going to blame? I mean, they've got plenty of time with these guys.
Well, he made a comment that his time in college football potentially prepares him for that. He's dealt with that before. But I do think that, I mean, that's not having preseason games. But I do think the pandemic, you're going to have less contact stuff. And basically, football's gotten to that anyway. There's less padded up time. There's less thudding. There's less tackle drills. There's less contact stuff. This has been a decline. Tackling has been on the decline in the NFL regardless. I think it is going to be an issue. I think there's no way around it. It's going to be an issue. You're going to be off your schedule. They're already off their schedules relative to OTAs and things like that. They're not going to have as much contact in the preseason. Yeah, I think there's no way around it. Tackling could be an issue. You're going to have to really focus, be technically sound.
Well, during all this time, you can work. They've got plenty of time. There's plenty of time to work on technique.
But I don't know how much in-game speed tackling they're doing.
Yeah.
You can work on technique, yes. But
yeah, Manny Diaz, Miami's head coach, was talking about all this stuff as far as contact and what they're going to do because they're starting their camp tonight, their first fall practice. And he said after watching the first – they only had like 4 or 5 spring practices before everything got shut down. They said – players are rarely in contact with each other for more than seconds at a time. So they're not particularly worried about what happens on the field. They're going to do full-on tackling. They're going to say, hey, we're just going to go. Because you know what? During practice, a player is in contact with another player at maybe 4 or 5 seconds at a time. Their biggest issue is water breaks, standing in drills. They don't want guys next to each other when they're just standing around.
Yeah. Well, I'm not talking about catching COVID. I'm talking about the ability to tackle.
Well, that's what I said. Yeah, that's what I said. They're going to they're just
how gonna, it'll be effective.
They're going to practice like normal. They're going to try. They're going to tackle as much as they normally would because they don't see tackling as a thing that would change.
Although I could, I mean, you're face to face unless you got the shields on, unless you're wearing a mask. How many teams are going to come out and actually wear masks?
Mask or face shields?
Masks. Well, I think you'll see some.
You think masks?
I think so.
You think so you'll see some teams wearing masks?
Yeah. I'm seeing it baseball.
Well, yeah, but this is a contact rule, right? Sport.
Right, I get it, but heavier. But it, there's no bubble. You don't need it in the NBA because you've got a bubble.
Yep.
Can you
breathe
probably
effectively enough? I think DBs will.
Those gator type masks, the ones like you see fishing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that happening.
I could see it.
Like what kind?
You see those fishing, I think they're called gators or something, where they cover your face from the wind, I guess, if you're on a boat and the neck from the sun. It's a thin material, but it does cover your face and it's more a protection from the wind and the sun. But I could see those being worn. Maybe not a full on
maybe
mask.
In the trenches actually is where you might. I could see somebody in the trenches wearing a face shield and wearing something, and then do they pull it off after the play and back on and off, like almost like a mouthpiece?
Mm-hmm.
What if you wore a mouthpiece? Because your mouth's closed if you're wearing a mouthpiece. What if you wear a mouthpiece and a mouthpiece is built? Ooh, all right, this is trademarked, so no one can use
no
this.
No one try this.
No one do this. This is something I'm spitballing literally right now, but it's my intellectual property. This is my IP, and I will sue you. What about a mouthpiece that also is a guard that covers when you put it in your mouth?
You can stuff it covers, up your nose, too.
Well, no, but it covers.
Then you can't breathe.
No, it just covers. I'm not saying it's going to be full coverage, but it does block like this.
Hmm. A giant mouthpiece.
Well, they have those.
Right now, they got the big ones.
Yeah, those have been around for years.
A mouthpiece, maybe with a top that just fits around the nose and covers the nose.
How about one that you can paint teeth on them?
Yeah, you can do that, but you also, it's just got one little, it's got the metal like you can shape around your nose and it covers your nose. Yeah, this is something I'm going to do.
Yeah, it covers your nose so you can't breathe through your mouth or your nose.
So you
perfect.
No, you can still breathe through. It's just like a mask. Just like you can breathe through your mask you're talking about. Same material. It's Boomer Soon or whatever
Boomer
that
Naturals.
Mask is. Yeah. Put that on your nose. It's part of the
nose. It's already being done. Right. It's called Boomer Naturals.
No, but it's not part of the mouthpiece.
You want a
mouthpiece? This is mine. Don't try to take
you
this.
You want a mouthpiece attached.
You want a mouthpiece that has a
nose
the cloth mask on it.
Just over the nose.
Oh, my gosh. This is yours.
This is mine. Yes, this is going to work.
Why did you wait till August 7th? The teams
just,
could have
something I
needed
just came
them.
Up with.
The teams are actually practicing now.
You've been too busy. What? No, you don't have any kids at home.
If you or anyone you know can make these things, get at me. I will release my intellectual property.
Well, you'll share.
I mean, I will definitely go in 60-40 with you, and you handle production costs. Let me know.
Wait, as the idea man, you get 60?
Yeah, I get 60. And you handle production costs, but we're going to sell to literally every football program in America. So you're welcome.
Do you have a design or you just have an idea?
Hold on.
You might want to sketch out a design.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, you know, it's cloth. So how's it going to stay up on your nose?
Yeah. How do you guarantee it stays on the nose?
Yeah.
Is it going to wrap around the ears too? What are you doing?
Ooh, maybe. Maybe it wraps around the ears. That's how it keeps that you hold it up.
Well, he's got to figure these. If you use an ear wrap design, now you owe me money.
I'm not using ear wrap.
Okay,
now. And only because I don't want to have to pay you any money.
Yeah, I feel that.
I already got robbed out of Final Four money the other year.
How did you get robbed when you used my bets? That's not a robbery.
You just said them out loud on the show.
No, you asked me directly.
That's not intellectual property anymore.
I didn't
that's
say it was intellectual
property
but okay. Using the word rob is wrong when you asked me for picks and I gave them to you.
We're just arguing about semantics. No?
It's not semantics. Mm-hmm.
So here is my design. It's going to be connected. That's the mouthpiece. And it's going to be connected. This is where the wires are on the top. You know,
ooh,
the
wires.
Over.
That'll be good in football. You know,
wires.
Getting stabbed with wires.
We already have them. We already have them. The very loose ones.
How many guys play football in those?
Look.
Not many.
Well, now they do.
Wires.
And then it goes down and it connects to the plastic
No ear thing, huh?
And it goes down to the
plastic. That might save people from losing their eyes from the wires splitting open.
No, but he doesn't want to give me any money, so he won't use it.
We're not going to do it here.
All right.
He won't use he won't use an ear design to give me money, but he'll get sued when he kills people.
Yeah.
We're going to use the thing that goes around the neck, like the little neck pull-up things.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Or the neck gator.
You mean a gator.
Neck gator.
Not the ears.
Yeah.
The neck thing.
It's all called right. a gator.
Here it is.
It's already been done.
It's been designed, guys.
No, it's already been done. It's
You're
going to
be just like the jerk, totally and everybody's going to sue you because they're going to lose their eyes because of your wire.
Don't
it's
use
not a hard
wires.
Wire. I'll go get my mask. It's got a soft wire that you can form around the nose.
Yeah, but do
this
you play,
is a great idea.
Do you play football in it?
This is,
yeah, we can play football in it.
Huh. You know what
we're going to test it
on you,
my kids.
Okay.
You know what?
Your kids yard, like,
tackling each other,
around, guys. Yeah. Yes, tackle.
And tackle each other.
Yeah, tackle and see how you breathe and all stuff right. like that.
Because your kids will go at, you know, at high speeds, high speed collisions.
Your kid and Jalen Ramsey, I'm sure they perform at the same level. So
Jalen Ramsey's soft.
Yeah.
Okay. He's still okay.
All we got to do now is talk about being a champion. All right. Lance is going to be the champion of masks. He's going to save football.
I'm going to be a mask champion
right now. So, but here's the deal: is you're going to be a champion with Champion Energy. We're going to be moving, and I'm going to just go to, I'm going to call. The only time I've called them in the 12 years I've been with them or so, 10, 12 years, is, okay, I want to renew, or I've done it online too. That's easy as well. Or when I've moved, and that's it. But apparently, J.D. Power and Associates says they're the best in customer satisfaction, customer care. Thing is you never really need them because they're just perfect all the time. Here's the deal. If you're looking for that company that you're going to save money with and they're number one year after year after year in customer satisfaction, all you got to do is go to champion.energy/1560, champion.energy/1560.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
918 on ESPN 97.5. So, the A's had to put out an apology. So, they had their bench coach, Ryan Christensen, after the game, they're high-fiving, and he's doing a high with his arms straight out, like a Nazi salute. And this is from the A's. A's bench coach Ryan Christensen greeted players with a gesture that looked like a Nazi salute. We do not support or condone this gesture or the racist sentiment behind it. This is incredibly offensive, especially in these times when we as a club and so many others are working to expose and address racial inequities in our country. We are deeply sorry that this happened on our playing field.
And then when he did it the first time, one of the players was like, no, we're doing the bent arm elbow thing so we don't touch hands. Then he goes, ah, that's funny. Then he looks up in the crowd, which there's no one there. And then he does the straight arm salute again.
Yeah.
I was like, man.
Doubled him down.
Yeah, I was like, what are you doing?
He said, I made a mistake and will not deny it. Today in the dugout, I greeted players with a gesture that was offensive. In the world today of COVID, I adapted our elbow bump, which we do after wins, to create some distance with the players. My gesture unintentionally resulted in a racist and horrible salute that I do not believe in. What I did is unacceptable, and I deeply apologize.
I would say...
Excuse me!
Why, when the player corrected you and said, we're doing the elbow thing, did you go and do it again? And then point up into to the empty stands to do it?
Because I didn't know there was a camera on me.
You're on a baseball field. The game is broadcast. There might be a camera on you.
We do not support or condone this gesture or the racist sentiment behind it. This is incredibly... We are so soft. We know, A's, you're not behind Hitler, okay? You're not backing Hitler on this one.
It is funny you have to come out. We just want to let it be known that we are anti-Nazi.
Yeah.
I know, just to make it clear, you thought we were pro-Nazi.
The A's organization is not. We don't think Hitler was a good person.
Now, we can't speak to what our pitching coach believes, but
tossing him in the right under that bus.
I don't know what was in his mind. I would hope he didn't do it on purpose.
Goodness.
But when he did it twice, I was like, man.
So the first time when he does it, and the guy bends his elbow for him, and then quickly the closer bends his elbow, does it, and then says something to him, and you can see him turn around and like, oh, okay. And he's like, yeah, that's Hitler salute.
Or whatever.
I think he did it again to say, yeah, I guess that's Heil Hitler. And I'm like, I don't, but it, what? And I'm not going to do it on Twitch because I know somebody will try to screen cap it and try, like, look how funny this is. I'll put this on Twitter. Like,
NFL draft analyst Lance Erlein has lost his job because he was doing Nazi salutes in a studio radio. Like, no, that's not what I was. That's not what was happening, guys.
I was talking about Brian Christensen.
So, do you think that's more offensive, or when you were doing the whole golf celebration ball washer thing, where you're like,
yeah, when you were
that's
doing
not
that,
offensive.
Yeah,
the ball washing thing was that's a finishing move.
Or when you were doing your Cardi B
that's
imitation.
Not offensive, that's Cardi B.
Yeah, when you're. Remember when he rolled the he was like,
when you bitches wishes you had this.
Yeah, and you were doing stuff with your fingers.
I did my leg up. I had my leg up.
And your fingers were doing stuff.
Cardi just lets it all out like, I don't care. You can look
have
at
you,
the...
You seen her new song with Meg Thee Stallion?
I saw it. It's
called
a new video. That...
It's called WAP. What do you think WAP stands for?
WAP?
Yeah, not your.
No.
Not your. No, no. What? W-A-P. W-A-P.
Oh, WAP.
Hold on.
WAP.
That's WAP?
It's pronounced WAP.
Is the P what I think it is?
Not really.
For the video, it is. Yeah. The song is called WAP.
Wow. For the video? I'm a bit offended by this song.
It's not directed at you at all. Well, it might be your man. WAP. Wet ass.
Oh, my gosh. You see what I'm saying? Like, yo, oh, Lance, I can't believe you thought Cardi B was being a little blue. I can't believe that she was being a little.
It's not about Cardi B. It's what you did with the leg up.
That's what Cardi's trying to tell you.
But why are you doing it?
She's like, look, I told you.
Why are you doing it,
though? I was trying to tell y'all.
We know that, but why are you doing it?
I got a whole video now, like.
Stop it. Stop doing that.
That's a whole song now.
Yeah.
My daughter can never listen to anything. I can't let her see. Cardi B is a star. We're just saying, I want you to see something in this video.
Stop. No. Stop it.
Now my new favorite imitation he does.
The Cardi B. When he leans back.
W-A-P. That's what that stands for. Oh my!
As soon as you
goodness.
Said wet, I knew what? Not that.
Yeah. Oh no.
Not that.
It's not. No one's even trying to hide it with subtle with subtleties. We'll just throw in an acronym out there. It's going to be super easy for you to figure out.
Oh.
Now I can't play most of. Well, I got the clean version, but even that I'm concerned to play.
You're concerned about playing a clean version.
It's aggressive. But listen to how it starts.
Do you hear what John does on a daily basis?
Oh. Yeah, but listen to how it starts.
Okay. There's some whores in this house. There's some whores in this house. I said certified free. 7 days a week.
Well,
you can keep going.
No.
Nah, we're good.
It's clean version,
Del. Yeah, we're good. But you get the point. It starts with there's some hoes in this house like four times.
If
and
Del,
then moves on to the song.
If Del can't even play the clean version.
No. Look, to be fair, it's called clean. I haven't even heard it through, so I'm not sure what they left in or what they didn't. But you can tell the direction of the song.
There's some
I saw where that was going.
Yeah.
As soon as
Certified Freak.
It's a Cardi B song.
And Meg.
And Megan does. She's not afraid to let it out there,
while you guys are talking, I'm just going to watch the video.
Oh.
Oh, is she? What is she doing? No. What Lance does?
I haven't seen that yet.
Is she doing what Lance does?
In that neighborhood.
I haven't. Well, the first image I see is of a digitally enhanced statue, and the legs are open. And it's a fountain, and it's a statue at the fountain.
Excuse me.
But it's Meg and Cardi. They're both doing stuff. Mm-hmm. There's a sculpture of boobs with water coming out of them.
Hmm.
You like Megan better than Cardi, don't you?
I don't like one more than the other. I'm just watching. And I don't really need sound for this, to be honest.
I'm about to watch, too. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to turn the sound off also. I just turned the sound off. And I'm going to watch.
Hmm. This is great for the show.
Mm-hmm. You're just going to, that's all you're going to do. You're going to watch. I'm watching.
I mean, right off the bat, John, I'm wrong. Hold on. Oh, man. Oh. Come on. Right off the bat, do you believe in your heart of hearts, are you going to apologize to me about saying that I was a little too aggressive with my Cardi B imitation?
Let me see.
I just want you to look at these statues Del was talking about.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Wow.
You know, John, you remember we did Rap versus John versus Genius. Let's see if you can figure this one out. Cardi has a line that says, "I want you to park this Big Mac truck right in this garage." What do you think that means?
hold on.
I think.
No, wait. Leading the witness.
No,
you do not have to answer
what do you
that
think
question.
That means?
Oh, no, I want to answer
let
it.
Let me repeat it. I want you to park that Big Mac truck right in this garage.
I think that she lives in New York and she finds parking on the street difficult, and she likes to drive around in a Mack truck.
What are all these snakes that are around them? What do you think that's a sign for?
Pro play, I wear disguise. I want you to park that Big Mac truck right in this little garage.
Jeez, criminy.
Cardi ain't fooling around now with lyrics. She's just gonna say it right as she. What's she thinking?
Oh no, shit was a metaphor. No, that was a metaphor. That was wordplay.
Was it
subtle?
Was it?
You know what
it was
this reminds
subtle.
Me of? You know who her lyricist is? John Granato. Same type of subtlety. Here, let me just sneak this in on you. Like, oh, Cardi, you in this little garage. I mean, Cardi, we can't mix it. You can't go a little more subtle.
She used a car reference.
Yeah.
Lance's imitation is dead on.
I'm dying.
She's laying on the ground, and she's doing stuff to herself. His imitation is dead on.
Okay.
Dead on. No.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you're like Big Philly, Oscar De La Hoya.
Apology accepted.
Your imitation of Cardi B.
She just puts the choo-choo out there. And then, that's the whole video.
Look at
this stuff right here.
It's not a question of his accuracy. I'm just like saying, why would you do it, though? Why would you back away from the mic and go... Why would you do that?
Why would Cardi do it? Except she makes millions doing it. I haven't made one cent doing it. I just made John laugh.
Yeah.
I just do it for the laughs. You know what? Because I do it for the art. Well, I'm here trying to do it. It's not. I do it for the people on Twitch.
You're doing it for the wrong reason. You should be doing it for the bag.
No, I'm doing it for the art. I'm committed to the art of radio. And when I say radio, I mean a completely visual move that I just made. That
for one person, really.
Well, just assume that what I did made John laugh enough that you can just think of what it is.
So I'm watching. Okay, at 9:29, we got to take a break.
Yeah, I got to watch.
I'm watching another video that was pretty damn good, too.
Which one is it? It's different.
It's way different.
Which one is it?
It's a naked guy walking down the streets of New York and just standing in front of cars in the street.
What is it? The one who got punched by the Russian looking
dude? Yes.
Wait, that couldn't have been New York.
It looked like New York.
No, because the guy who gets out looks like a Russian mobster. As soon as I saw that guy get out of the truck.
Oh, it's in Russia. It is in Russia.
As soon as I saw that guy get out of the truck.
It looked like New York City.
As soon as I saw him get out of the truck, I thought, I thought, you are definitely going to get knocked out.
Yes.
100%.
That dude, that big ass dude.
Boom.
I
assume everyone in Russia looks like the guy who punched the guy in the neck.
Yep. All right.
Let me tell you, I don't want you to punch anyone in the neck, but you're going to punch a whole lot harder when you have the testosterone level where it's supposed to be. I'm not advocating for anything other than living your best life. And Men's T Clinic helps you do that. When your testosterone level is where it's supposed to be in your 20s and your 30s, the things you don't take for granted, like, you know, results from a workout, the way that your jeans fit or your shorts fit or your shirt fits around your waist, you don't think about it because, I work out, I eat what I eat, well, all of a sudden you start to see a decline. You see more belly flab. You see your energy level diminish tremendously. For some guys, they see a drop in libido. These are all telltale signs of a potential drop and a significant drop in your testosterone levels. And when they drop below the lowest levels that are acceptable, Men's T Clinic can not only find out about it with a test that they can get the results back in minutes, but they can tailor a program that gets your numbers back to where they are at an optimal level for you, because everyone's got different levels. And once they get you leveled out to where you're supposed to be, man, the results are staggering. The energy level, boom, in the first week. But you're going to, over 2 or 3 months, you're going to start to see a change in body type that is substantial. And it's going to be one that makes you feel better than you felt potentially in years, and one where you truly are living your best life. So get back to being the real you with Men's T Clinic. 5 different locations in the Houston area, and you can find them all online at mensteaclinic.com. We'll be right back.
to the Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Lance is still watching. So, okay, Haley is going to be a senior at Stratford. Dell, our intern out there. Nice young lady.
Okay.
She was a little uncomfortable with the last segment, okay?
Well, I'm sure she was. I was uncomfortable, and
I'm
uncomfortable
watching this video.
Yeah.
Well, then don't watch.
I honestly cannot believe.
Don't watch uncomfortable videos.
I don't think. Is this? I'm not sure this video is legal.
Well, it's on YouTube, so it's legal enough.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how it gets played on MTV if they still played videos.
I don't think. What Cardi's wearing, I think you'd have to blur it out even on cable.
Yeah, because it's
the whole underside can be seen.
And then there's a pasty thing going on.
Yeah. Janet Jackson. Oh, remember when the Janet Jackson? She's basically Janet Jackson.
Yeah, but that was a network television. They won't put this on network television.
No. We'll see.
No, you think that video is getting on network television?
No.
Empowerment.
Zero chance.
No chance.
Empowerment.
Even CBS, even network television.
No.
Look,
this is
we're
impossible.
Good with some stuff.
No.
No, there's no chance.
There's zero chance.
I mean.
The lyrics.
Forget it. Well, the Hose in His House started it off, but I mean, there's.
Yeah, it gets way worse than Hose in His House.
I mean, Gushy.
What's her name? What's our.
Haley.
What's
her name's Haley.
Haley, do not listen or watch the new Cardi B
she
stuff.
She might have already seen it.
I mean, no.
It's been out for 10 hours. We're late.
No, she's not allowed
to. It's been out 10 hours already?
Yeah. Holy over 7 crap. Million views.
We are so
we're late.
Behind. 10 it, hours.
The word I'll take away from this entire video is Gushy.
That's the clean version. They use Gushy a lot.
Yeah, I heard that.
I don't see that on videos. I don't often hear that used in...
Gushy?
It, just in general.
Yeah. No.
This is a delift. You know what you'd say that about? Like some types of fruits?
Yeah. If anything is gushing, yeah. Yeah. That's not a word that you should use in public.
I don't want to...
That's not a word we should use. That should be...
I don't want to do this anymore.
Do you have to...
I don't play this game anymore.
No. It's not a bad word in and of itself. And I didn't say something was. I just said that word was used quite a bit. Gushy is a word.
Gushy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a form of gush?
Or does it describe something?
Yeah, it's more of a made up word.
Squishy or
I've
like
heard
that.
It for years. But it's usually for the same reason.
There's only one reason to use it?
It's
gushy?
I'm just saying it's
gushy?
I don't feel good with hate. Haley,
ask how Haley's feeling right now.
How about I
she
don't?
She needs to just.
How about I don't ask?
She needs to just go home right now and just do something else.
She shouldn't be part of this show. I'm pretty sure.
How did that come
Maybe
about?
Maybe she should just be. She should just work the press box.
Of all the shows to put her on, why would they do that?
I don't know. Don't put a
press
young.
Press box is way safer.
Wait,
yeah, Charlie's on the show.
No, Charlie. Okay, how often has Charlie used the word gushy?
Well, never.
I will bet that he's watched this video.
Charlie has seen this video. I drove back on God on this. On God. I'm not on my mom, on my Aunt D, on everybody. I drove back from New Orleans when we went to the Super Bowl. We drove to New Orleans and drove back. It's me and Charlie. We did the show together. We're driving back in the same car. And he drove there. I'm driving back. And I'm flipping the radio around. Like, what do you want to tell Charlie, just tell me what you want to listen to. And we get to Rihanna. He's like, right here. Stop right here. Charlie is about it.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you, Charlie is more familiar with Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion than most anyone at this whole station.
Really?
Yes. I'm not saying anything weird. I'm just saying he knows a lot more about pop culture stuff than you would give him credit for. Unless
more than this guy?
Well, that used to be Nick Sharara.
I know.
Right?
Somebody put an afro
he
on him.
He looks like...
Who drew this?
Who's the scientist?
The initial picture?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's pretty damn good.
It's
he
really
must
good.
Have traced it.
I don't know where he would have like, that big
I mean,
of a picture.
It's like...
But the natural they put on him is
like
pretty good, too.
It's like a picture of Nick Sharara.
That's a really good...
Who is it, the scientist?
Nye?
No.
Bill Nye?
The black scientist. Come on. Come on.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
That's what is... He's got kind of a Neil deGrasse Tyson hair in this one. maybe a little bit more. They could have come down a little on the sides and maybe
clean up the edges a little.
Clean up, yeah, for sure. Yeah, Nick needs an edge up in this picture.
Yeah,
in this picture.
That is just a giant ball on his head.
Fix this for him.
938 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here on the show, your Rockets looking pretty damn good last night. 3-1 in the bubble. And you know what? Getting positioning themselves well, I guess, to play the Lakers. You know, according to you, right now, you like the Lakers matchup better than you like the Clippers matchup.
Yeah, I do.
That's the second time they've beaten them. Now, LeBron wasn't there. You got to take it with a grain, obviously. LeBron wasn't there, but Russ wasn't there either. But when the Rockets went to small ball, their first game was against the Lakers, and they beat them. Now, they went to Phoenix the next night and got their ass handed to them.
Who do you fear more? If you're just saying one player, LeBron or Kawhi, and there may not be I don't know if there's a right answer or a wrong answer. If you have to play in a playoff,
you fear LeBron more.
Okay.
He can do more.
If somebody said Kawhi, who had 29-6-5 yesterday, LeBron can do more. Who has a bigger impact on
LeBron
winning?
LeBron. He's been to 8 straight finals. Goodness gracious.
I agree. Kawhi has won with 2 different teams and is positioned for a third.
As far as the matchup is concerned, if the Rockets are having their way with the Clippers guards, who are strictly guards, the Clippers could decide, you know what? We're just going to put Paul George on one of you and Kawhi on the other.
That's what scares me.
That would be my biggest concern. If they decide, hey, you guys are having too much success, when it matters, we're going to put our two best defenders on your wing guys.
They can roll Pat Beverly over on Macklemore. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, when they could.
Although you want him to,
you want to be.
You know
annoying.
He's going to be. Oh, Pat on Russ. You know how annoying that'll be.
Yeah, but you can flip it around. You can switch it up.
Yeah that
in crunch time. Yeah,
the Lakers don't have.
They won't do that the whole game. They'll do it in crunch time.
Yeah, certainly the Lakers don't have those type of wing defenders. Nope. The Rockets will dominate their backcourt, while the Clippers have an answer if it gets out of hand.
Okay, so let me ask you guys this question in that regard. Then answer this, John. Who has the best chance to take? So, Bill Belichick, what makes him great is that he tries to take away the one thing that you do best, he's going to take it away from you. Who can take away James Harden the best? Which of those two teams?
The Clip.
That's why they're the scariest to me. Because if James Harden is not a James has been a major factor in 3 of the 4 games. The one where he wasn't, they sucked. That's the thing that scares me is if you can take James out of it, the Rockets... I just don't think the Rockets have a chance to beat a really good team if James doesn't play really good ball. And that's not unusual. Most great players need to play great for their teams. But I just fear that Pat Beverly, Paul George, and Kawhi Leonard, those are 3 hecklers who can defend. Now, I think James can and Pat tries everything he can to get under James's skin. Every time that he's played him, man, Pat is going to do everything dirty.
Well,
borderline dirty that he can do.
And he took Russ out of a series.
Yeah, well, that was, but he was on our side then.
No, but even still, you think Russ can't stand him?
No,
can't stand him.
I don't think most guys probably can stand
him. No, everybody hates when because he's a pest. He's a pest. Everybody hates him.
Unless he's on your team.
Yep. I should have taken Ha Tong Lee.
You say random things. Out of nowhere. We're in the middle of talking about Rockets playoffs, and John says, I should have taken Ha Tong Lee, who I don't even know who that is. I know who it is without knowing who it is. That's the most random thing you could have said this hour. The thing with Russ, I should have taken Ha Tong Lee. Russ hates.
Right.
What?
Well, I think you know why I should have taken Ha Tong Lee. He just birdied again. Goodness gracious. Yep. Are you watching the tournament? Yes. Everyone is. That's a stupid question. But here's the deal is the PGA Championship going down right now, people. ESPN Plus, let's go.
Sorry, while you're talking about this, I'm still reading up on WAP. Apparently, Cardi.
I would call it WAP if I were you.
That's not what it's called, though.
Yeah, but that's not it's pronounced. Offensive to my people.
I'm not talking about
no,
it.
No, but the A is not said us. You don't say us.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Can you? Are you saying a hard P?
Yeah, you're right. Actually,
you're using
WAP.
A hard
it's
P.
WAP, yeah.
It is. He actually right. I'm not using a hard P. It's WAP. I'm saying WAP. I'm saying it the wrong way.
He tried to use the technicality. Thank you. Shout at your people.
I didn't thank look you. At him when I said it. It's WAP. I was saying it wrong. Sorry, I heard it someplace else a different way.
You oh no, when you were talking about the Italian people, that's when you thought, oh, it's WAP.
When do I talk about the Italian
that's
people?
What you said.
When do I talk?
You were just being
that.
Offensive.
Well, you say
you
that.
You were being racist.
What do you call a tank top?
You were being racist.
What do you call a tank top?
Dago T.
There it is. See, I don't say that. You do. Apparently, Cardi B went, but once again, WAP. I was saying it the wrong way. If you go on Instagram, Cardi B goes, I just want to let y'all know, I want to give you a heads up with the music video. It's going to be censored version of the song because the song is so nasty that YouTube was like, hold on, wait a minute. Song might be too GD nasty. So YouTube was like, we can't even let you play. Because YouTube doesn't really care about censoring mm-hmm. the songs, but YouTube's like, all right, you're saying this word too much.
Wow.
We can't do it.
This is a lot, Cardi. We've been behind you for a lot of stuff, but this is just really a lot for us.
I like it. 944 ESPN 97.5. I'm betting on Cardi B in this one. And you know what? I can do it at mybookie.ag, promo code radio. Well, I really can't bet on Cardi B.
That's an interesting prop bet.
I'm betting Cardi B is going to have a lot of bad words. That's right. At mybookie.ag, I wouldn't be surprised if you couldn't bet on it. Listen, well, how did I win money yesterday? Because I told everybody to bet on the Rockets. Who won? Me. And if I wanted to collect right now, I could. Because when I win, I get paid. They will send me the money. I'm not cashing out yet. I'm keeping it in my account. And right now, no matter what you bet, listen, your initial deposit, they're going to match it. So you got double what you want to play with. You can't do that with other books. You just don't. It's just not happening. So if you're looking for all kinds of free plays all the time, they're constantly giving stuff away. Live betting, casino betting, racing, but the sports book is what you're going to be most interested in. Find yourself a bet and put it down. When you win, they pay. That's the most important thing about a bookie. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
What up, y'all? It's your girl, Cardi B. And I know I said yesterday that I will be giving y'all or telling y'all a surprise today. And yes, I am. I will be dropping the music video for WAP tonight as well.
See, I told you. That's my problem for listening to
offended
to light meat and light
now
meat.
Now we've offended. Got guys doing Hitler signs. We got people saying
WAP
racial slurs.
I was calling it WAP because that's what the name of the video is, and you guys know it's WAP.
Please stop saying that.
That's the name of it. No, sorry,
everybody's like, anti World War II. I see how it is. Okay. I guess the Italians were the
anti-war.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
actually what? Were the enemy in that one. Remember,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Okay.
You were the enemy.
Oh, everybody's against the Italians now. Okay. Well,
in that case, people were.
Nice job, Cardi.
But the video is called WAP. I'm not listening to you guys offended. Ever again. I knew I was right.
Offended right here. It should be WAP.
Well, that's not what it's
people,
called.
My people are going to be highly offended.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's going to care.
That's when they're using a hard P, too. That's terrible.
What's the soft P?
I don't know.
WAP. WAP.
A hard P.
A hard P. That's right. How Tong Lee, male golfer. Oh, China Garden. Oh, I went to China Garden last night.
Male golfer, China Garden. I mean, what are you doing?
Right.
John's like just all over. He just.
No. Well, David said he guessed How Tong Lee was a male golfer.
Did you eat there at China Garden?
I did. I got my. Oh, it was so good. Man, I got the three meat rice and Frankie got the shrimp and noodles and we got the egg rolls. Oh, are you kidding me? I'm still full. And you don't get full on Chinese food. I don't know if you heard. Mm.
I do. I just am hungry.
I do quite a bit, actually.
You do?
Yeah.
Are you hungry an hour later?
No, I'm not hungry an hour later. No.
It's kind of true.
No.
It is kind of true.
It is kind of true.
Well, so is there anything, what makes the best food for later? Like, Chinese food is the best food for later, right?
Mm-hmm.
Leftovers, I think.
Oh, it's really, it is good. Because Italian's pizza, good. Not pizza, but Italian. Well, you can always warm up Italian.
Italian's easy. Yeah. That's easy to warm up. Pizzas you got to throw in an oven. You can't microwave. You
sometimes the sous goes better the next day.
Oh, no. I'm a big believer. Yeah. Stuff that's stewed is always better the next day.
Yep. I don't think we can do this one, Tommy Stark. I just don't think so. Some people aren't just okay with hooking up during menstruation. They actually love it.
No, there's no reason to do that.
Why do we read that headline even?
I don't. What? No.
You don't have to read that.
No. Some people crave it, it says. What? What is wrong?
You didn't even have to read the headline. Why did you even bring it up?
What is wrong
like
with
we were
people?
Saying earlier in the show, Luke Gregerson returned in the form of Ryan Presley.
Yeah.
And that by the way, great. It's been that way since last year, at the end of last year. Ryan Presley is in an extended funk. If you go AJ's right, fried chicken also. The next day?
Yeah, fried chicken.
Yep. That works. The crunch is the crunch. Then go away.
Yeah. Cold pizza is overrated.
Cold pizza is a little overrated. Like I said, you got to heat it the right way.
Yeah.
Chinese food cold does fine. Rice, not as much. You need to warm rice up. But, what the hell am I talking about? I'm so easily drawn.
Ryan Presley.
Oh, Ryan Presley. When's the last time Ryan Presley was good? Because it wasn't at the end of last year. He went from being awesome to like, what has happened to Ryan Presley?
Well, he's been hurt, though.
Well, he has.
Yeah.
He came back, didn't...
Yeah, I'm sure, he probably doesn't have his control. He doesn't have his command. Listen, if you can't count on Ryan Presley this year, just end the year. That's it. If we can't count on Ryan Presley, then I'm done. I'm not done.
You're not done.
But Blake Taylor's still here, isn't he? Yeah. Blake Taylor is our hero. He's the hero we needed.
So Ryan Presley this year has thrown 2/3 of an inning, given up 5 hits, 3 earned runs.
And we still got a scrub, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Andre is his name.
Scrub.
Even though he's given up runs, other people's runs, he's technically got a 0.
That's not
Blake
his.
Taylor technically has a 0.
What do you mean? Technically, he's got a 0 ERA. Sorry, he didn't inherit. He inherited those runners. They're not. He's not responsible for them. You know what? Have some responsibility. Oh, now you want him to have responsibility for those runners? No, thank you.
Get him out.
That's not on him.
What do you always say? Don't tell me how big the waves are. Just bring the ship in.
That's right.
There you go. Let's take a look at Ryan Presley. When is the last time Ryan Presley was good? Well, actually, in September, not in the postseason. Well, no. Yeah, actually, in September of last year, 4 innings pitched, gave up 1 hit.
He pitched 4 innings in September?
Yep.
That's it?
4 appearances, 4 innings. He was hurt.
He was hurt.
But when he came back now in the postseason, he wasn't good. In August, he had 6 innings pitched, gave up 6 hits, 4 runs, 4 earned runs. He was not as good there. 4 earned runs and 7 2/3 in July, not as good there. In June, 10 innings pitched, gave up 5 earned runs and 10 1/3 in June. Now, he was really good, and he was really good in May. 14, gave up 1 earned run, 14 innings. But, yeah, last year he was – you can't find months other than May where he was really good. In terms of – now, some of those were just bad outings. I shouldn't say that about June. It's not like he was consistently bad. He had – a bad game against the Yankees. So that's probably really not fair because the consistency, if you get beat up in one inning, in July, he got beat up in one game against St. Louis. So, it's probably not fair. What bothers me is when you have consistent shaky outings for relievers. Hmm. If you get beat up in one outing, it's going to make you look worse because the nature of you're not going to have a ton of innings pitched, especially for a Ryan Presley, but... So far, Ryan Presley has not been the guy. They brought him in to close the deal, and the exact opposite happened.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was one outing. He had a bad outing. We'll see. I mean, Arizona all of a sudden came alive this week. Holy crap. They were so crappy. And then Astros pitching made them a lot better. Made them a lot better hitters. But they're not as bad as they were showing up until up until the Astros got there. So they were bound to come out of it. And they came out of it against the Astros. Oh, well. This is the series right here. You got to, I mean, we're already 2/10 through the season. We're a fifth of the way through the season already. And the Astros are way behind the A's, and they need to take a series here. They need to start thinking, well, we gotta win some series here, and especially when you're playing the A's. This is the competition for the division. And again, it wouldn't surprise me at all if the Astros don't win the division here. Not with the injuries that they've got. I mean, you can only take so much, and this is just ridiculous. Mm-hmm. This is just ridiculous how many injuries they got and how many first time pitchers making major league debut pitchers they've got on this roster. It's ridiculous.
You probably can't find any team that's been a serious championship contender who's dealing with the combination of injury and rookie pitchers.
Now, rookie pitchers. You look at the Yankees last year, they went through this.
Or inexperienced.
You remember the Yankees last year were decimated. But even they were guys decimated. Who aren't
rookies. Fromber's inexperienced, relatively speaking. Right. Rakitic's inexperienced, relatively speaking.
This is unprecedented, I think. The Astros, I saw a stat that said there's never been a roster. I think that they made a major league debut five pitchers in 5 days.
Yeah.
That's never been done.
Never.
Not since like the 1920s or something.
Well, this is the year where you're going to have some
crazy in 100 stuff years. This has not been done.
You're talking about crazy stuff. Do you guys know who runs the Astros music and entertainment in ballpark entertainment? Like the guy who plays
it's
all
not
the
walk-ups?
Nooney isn't there anymore.
He's not there anymore. Well, I would ask you, would he be as clever as the Braves guy or lady, whoever it is? Roose McGuire is a Toronto Blue Jay that no one cares about, but he got caught publicly masturbating.
Oh yeah.
There's a video of it. And do you know what song the Atlanta
no
organist played or whoever WAP? Who controls it? He played Beat It.
No, he did not. Yes, did he get fired?
I don't know.
Did he have to have an apology?
But when he walked up,
like to publicly apologize.
It was an organ version of Beat It, so it wasn't obvious to everyone, but it was.
In these times where we're trying to eradicate hate, I made an offensive
song
choice.
That is perfect. And if that guy has to apologize, I'm never watching a game again. I'm never going to watch another game if the Braves organization apologizes. Oh, you know what?
How do you know that that was the case, Dale? Because it's been reported, right?
Well, it was apparently it wasn't by anyone who's like important, I guess. I guess just someone on Twitter noticed it and said, or maybe the video was sent to him. It's an account with less than 2,500 followers. And that's the video that I saw. It was tweeted to us. That's why I saw it. But yeah, just he noticed or he saw the video of them playing Beat It for Reese McGuire. And it's the best thing to happen to baseball all year. It's all good stuff. Yes. What else? What else has happened?
It's a pretty clever move. I'll give you that.
It is. I like it. I think it's great. And you know what? Suck it, baseball, if you don't like it. Or anybody else.
Will the Toronto Blue Jays, once they're made aware, make a complaint?
Yes. Yes, they will. And you know what? Too bad. Then your guy shouldn't be roughing up the suspect.
In public.
All right? With a jar of Vaseline, gigantic jar of Vaseline next to him.
And apparently...
Oh, that was Colin Winslow. Never mind.
Yeah. Yeah. He did that.
Yeah, it wasn't your catcher. But how embarrassing. Remember, and we read the story. He was like, oh, no, please, can I just go? I didn't mean it. I was just...
My bad.
This is my bad. My bad. Can I please just go home? Please don't arrest me. Oh, maybe you shouldn't be doing that in public. Maybe you should abstain.
This time your privilege won't work for you, sir.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm a major league catcher. Well, guess what? You're going to catch it.
I've never heard of you.
You're going to catch it when you go to Atlanta. That's for sure.
I've never heard of you, sir.
Yeah.
Trust me, I'm good.
He's hitting like 222. He's not that good.
No, he's not that good.
I'm good for a catcher. I can really frame pitches well, sir.
Well.
Sir, I'm a good...
If you can't frame
pitches. And I'm not bad.
That's
at
kind of a big
runners.
Deal, Lance. Framing pitches.
Yeah.
Right.
And being able to throw out runners, I'd say it doesn't matter except for the fact that if you can't do it, teams will run on
yeah,
you.
Yeah, they will.
If you are decent at it, they're like, eh. Analytics say no. If you're Hank Conger, analytics said yes every time.
Run. Kerry Sanchez.
40 of 41.
He won't catch. We know he won't catch the ball. So
and
let's
if the
run.
Ball gets by him, he's going to be like this. Ugh.
They're going first to third on a pass ball.
Lance, is this the last day where your family's out of town?
Yeah, I gotta go home and clean up my house.
Yeah, it's time to.
You have to clean up the house. Why?
Yeah, because
the family's coming back.
There's no rules. I just leave shoes all over, leave everything around, and so I'm already got it timed. I'll probably do find my iPhone and track where my wife is and let me know. All right, once they're 2 hours out, I'll start.
Why don't you just go home and pick up some stuff?
I know, but
why you gotta? Why you gonna? Why
I'm gonna go watch another show for a while?
Well, you, but then you're just risking it.
No, he tracks the phone.
No. They're coming back. They've got like a 5-hour drive. I'm good. They're not just gonna come up out of the. And my wife's late for literally everything.
So
if she says I'm gonna leave at noon, she's gonna leave at 2.
Yeah.
I'm like, why would I do stuff early? I want to be on like. Finish this task. No.
What?
Part of the juice is when you're like, oh, I'm not sure if I'm going to get this done on time.
The juice of making sure the house cleans before your wife gets home?
Yeah.
That juice.
Just so she doesn't yell at you?
Yeah. That's the juice he's worried
Dale,
about.
You really Dale, need to get married.
Do you just leave your shoe, everything just laying around?
No, I mean, when I get home, but no, it eventually goes where it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Because I don't like looking at clutter.
Yeah. Right.
But yeah, But to be fair, I don't have the possibility of juice on a Friday if my wife coming home and catching me the house being dirty.
Right. That's kind of exciting. Like when you were when you get paper under the gun, like
you also don't have this. Like I'll leave my shorts, I just put it on. I've got a shoe box in my closet, and I just throw the shorts on there instead of hanging them up. And eventually, my wife will hang them up. You don't have that.
No, I don't have that.
You know what I do? I'll hang a pair of jeans on top of the bar, like the bar in the closet for your hanging clothes, and I'll just leave it there. And my wife, you know what? It never magically gets put up. She's like, you need to put this up. Don't just leave it there for me to hang up. John said if I put my shoes out, that you'll eventually put them away.
Hmm.
I won't. I'll just yell at you.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want that. I didn't sign up for that game.
Well, you gotta have I don't do it on purpose. I just do it.
Sounds like you. Yeah, by you this know, point, it sounds like you. You're
aware.
What will
you're aware of how it goes down. So it feels like you might do it on purpose.
I like them there. I don't care because I'm gonna wear them again. I might as well just leave them there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how I feel about
right?
it.
Right?
Why don't they? And that's how my house
those
looks
people,
right now.
Those people, they like everything in their place.
Yeah, like, I'm going to use this plate again.
Yeah.
Why would I just do, I'll just wash it with some water and, like, a paper towel. And then I'll just eat something tomorrow off the same plate.
Right.
Why would I put this away?
We literally only need one plate.
My wife, what?
You know how many plates we have?
Why would I make the bed? I'm going to get it the next day. For what?
Yeah.
For who?
For who? For what?
Ricky? Ricky, you pull Ricky Waters on
there? Yeah, Ricky Waters.
Exactly. What am I going to make a bed for?
I'm just going to mess it up again.
All right. Then beat it. Go home and clean, all right, before your wife comes home and yells at you.
Should we play Beat It every time you leave?
Beat It. Yep.
As his walkout song?
Beat It. Like the Toronto catcher. Hey, listen. Next time you're pulling in your driveway, look up at your roof. Look up there. What's it look like? And if it's shungat, if the shingles, or you're missing some shingles, God forbid you had any water. God forbid you get some hail. And your roof is going to collapse. Or if you have had some hail and the damage is there and you're like, I don't know if I can. Hey, my guys over Caliber Roofing and Exteriors will come and they will work with your insurance company. Okay. Before you get too far down the road with your insurance company, get them involved getting a fair appraisal of your damage. Okay. Storms, tree branches, hail, wind, all this stuff is coming our way. It is the season. It is the season for storms. So watch out. And these are the guys that you think of, Caliber Roofing and Exteriors. They're going to give you a free quote on the work that you want done. They do quality work at a fair price. Okay, so here's what it is. When it comes to your roof, you need to work with the guys at Caliber Roofing and Exteriors. Locally, family-owned and operated. Financing is available. 713-823-9355. They do it all. They use the top quality Owens Corning roofing shingles. They're going to do quality work. You can count on them. And they're going to help. Hopefully, the insurance company will pay. 975roof.com. That's 975roof.com. No prepayment penalties or home equity required. Get affordable monthly payments at 975roof.com.
Your home for sports is ESPN 975.